Chapter 5. After Reading Activities, Activity 5. Listen to a journalist from the scientific journal Nature interviewing Paul Galbraith, a biologist, and decide if the following sentences are true or false. Correct the false ones.
Good morning, Mr. Galbraith. Stem cell research, genetic manipulation, cloning, cryogenics, nuclear testing. What do all these things have in common?
In actual fact, they are some of today's hottest scientific controversies. Through scientific research, we have created vaccines for polio, sent a man onto the moon, and discovered the atomic building blocks of the universe. But every now and then, scientists try to do something that some people don't agree with. Maybe it's because of ethics, such as in stem cell research. Other times it may be because of dangers to the environment, such as nuclear power. Sometimes it's politics, as in the case of renewable energy.
Well, there have always been cases of controversy and scientific debates, with ordinary people and scientific communities taking sides with or against somebody. Moral judgment is often the main cause of the opposed sides.
Well, yes, that's right. At the end of the 19th century, for example, H.G. Wells wrote a novel, The Island of Dr. Moreau, in which he considered the moral aspects of a particular scientific controversy of his time. Vivisection, or the process of dissecting animals while they're still alive. In the Victorian age, some people argued that vivisection was immoral and just cruel. Others believed that vivisection was acceptable, since the medical benefits for human beings were by far more important than the pain inflicted to animals. The idea was that they didn't have a soul, so they couldn't feel pain like we humans do.
Well, things have changed since then, and nowadays we all agree that to vivisect an animal is cruel and wrong. Today, in fact...
But you'll notice that the discussion above sounds kind of familiar. In fact, you can replace the word vivisection with, say, stem cell research, and you've got an almost identical argument. And that's why we should read stories like The Island of Dr. Moreau, so we can take into consideration why a scientist goes beyond the boundaries of morality and accept it. Or we can find that horrible and not accept it. We should think about what drives society to fight back one scientific effort while it seems to admire another, and why the controversy is seldom resolved with no difficulty. What's more, from a personal point of view, I would say...